The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday. Tuesday, already the 1st of October. Remember me saying early in the spring, late winter, boy, this year is just moving by very quickly. I offer you my perception as proof. Yeah, it's going by quickly, at least for me. Maybe some people it isn't. Every once in a while, Detroit News will run a story that it just seems a little out of character. It just seems a little bit out there. And this one caught my eye because, well, it has to do with Detroit and the dilapidated condition of Detroit. Now, unless you've seen extended videos, you know, you might see pictures and people have put stuff online, oh, decaying Detroit, and they walk through neighborhoods and dilapidated buildings and storm-damaged buildings and fire-gutted buildings, and yeah, it looks pretty ugly. And I always wondered why Detroit didn't make a concerted effort to clear that stuff out, you know, restore the land and resell it or repurpose it or do whatever. And they've been doing that to a smaller degree. But this one, it caught my eye. State Representative Sherry Gay Dagnago, you can't make a name like that up, is urging Detroit City Council to carefully weigh whether more taxpayers' funds should be allocated for demolition after a home for a nonprofit was renovating was mysteriously raised. Gay Dagnago, during Tuesday's formal session, said she was perplexed by the loss of her home on Minock Street that she had hoped to gift to a needy family this holiday. Now, she's a Detroit Democrat who opposes Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan's plans to put a $250 million bond proposal for voters in the spring to fund the demolition. That's right. The taxpayers of Detroit are going to spruce up their city with their own money. What an odd approach. Noted controversy surrounding the city's federally funded effort that's been subject of local, state, and federal probes. Let me put it to you this way. You flash money in Detroit, you're targeted. I don't care if you're walking down the street with 50 cents in your pocket. There are those that can smell money, and they will have it, one way or another, whether it's in government or just a roving in the street thief. Now, what's interesting about this, and the way these writers write stories anymore, it's like, okay. The Detroit News last week reported a lack of controls early in the program that allowed the contractors to name their own price for dirt in the federally funded demolition program. Yeah, for dirt. And that would be the fill, okay? So there was no controls on how much the contractors would charge the city for dirt. But I'm looking at a picture right now, and Dan, this company did a good job. You'd never know a house was ever there. Basement's dug up, this perfect square in the ground, and for about 5 yards around the whole perimeter of the thing, it's been all graded down, no junk, no... You wouldn't even know a house was there. Well, somebody showed up and wrecked the house. Now, I'm quoting her, and she says, "I caution this body in moving too quickly on a demolition initiative that would cost the taxpayers more money. We have too many unanswered questions on the use of current dollars for demolition. I want to know how those costs are established." Now, she is the founder of the Coalition to Integrate Technology in Education, said the raising of her house at 14567 Minock near Stoppel Park, it's a huge mystery. The lawmaker is offering a $1,000 reward for information on the demolition. I have a funny feeling somebody didn't like you, and they just looked at the demolition list and went, oh, well, her house isn't on it. Let's put it on there. Now, that's the guts of the story, and the rest is a bunch of fill-in that you probably wouldn't even care about. But gifting a house to somebody. Now, I lived in one of these bungalows in Detroit, folks. These damn things are built like bomb shelters. I was living in a house, and there was an inland hurricane. I mean, wind speeds 80 miles an hour. The winds were so strong, it actually blew the curtains onto the back of the couch, the big front window. There was that much air moving around. It blew heavy curtains over the back of the... But the house itself, there wasn't even a shingle that was bent on that house. Nothing. The only indication that something had gone wrong, well, you look down the street and you saw tree limbs down and power lines and everything else, but if you didn't venture out of the house, you'd just go, oh, I wonder how the curtains got on the back of the couch. At any rate, they're built like little bomb shelters. They really are. And these houses, because they were built so strongly, I mean, these are ripe for renovation. They really are. This isn't gypsum board and taped and painted interior. No. These are the old lattice, you know, when they had real plaster and they had wood back there and they slapped that plaster and then smooth it all out. I'm telling you, these houses were built. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, Detroit has one hell of a problem. You know, it started in the 50s when people deciding that they didn't want to live in Detroit anymore. And people were building tract housing and subdivisions. Well, they were more attractive. And people moved there. Lost a lot of people. So you had a bunch of people who would commute back in Detroit to go to work, but they wouldn't live in the city. And then things... Because of the politics and the Democrats running everything, like any place else in this country, we're well aware, folks, Democrats stay in control of anything for any length of time. Eventually, they'll just run it right into the ground. Funny how that always happens. But in this case, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, I know there's air quality standards, but why don't you just pick a calm day and start torching these places? In Detroit, for a number of years, Halloween signaled, yeah, it's time to go out and burn down abandoned houses. And they would. and I'm thinking, you know, this is a crime. This is arson. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, yeah, there goes another one that's raised. You know, never to be an eyesore again. It's just, well, the fire department would show up in many cases and put the house out. And then it would stand half burned, looking uglier than it did before, most assuredly, but it'd still be there. And I was, after looking at this, you know, it happening to a politician in Detroit is funny enough, but what's happened to Detroit is no laughing matter. But I wonder, you know, with money to wreck houses, now I am not privy to their pricing, but if it involves politicians in Detroit, I'm going to think maybe grease the palm, kickback, whatever. I don't know. They won't investigate themselves on that, I'm sure, until it's become, people become keenly aware that there's something rotten in the core of Detroit. But just burn the damn places down. Get a calm day and just burn a block or two here and there until you get the city where you want it. I mean, come on. If it's in any sort of government contract, local or federal, you can guarantee that thing's being padded and it's costing way, way more than it should. At any rate, I found that to be interesting. Good old Detroit. Now, there is some very interesting moves going on in the issue of gun ownership and where these guns can be carried. Now, you've seen the local governments or states, whatever the case may be, they're thinking, hey, we got a city council, or we got a town council here, or we got a county council, you know, or we can just make up the rules and we can ban whatever we want. They're acting as if there are no controls on them and their actions as being representatives of the people. I'm sorry, I had to cough there. So we've watched aggressive action against people. I mean, just the other day I posted a story out in Colorado. Charter school was actually asked to leave the district for allowing teachers to carry firearms. Now, yeah, if you're a stone-cold, programmed anti-gunner, and you've never been in a position, personally, to protect yourself with a firearm, they think stuff like this is cool. It's the trend. It's anti-gun. We got to get rid of these things. Well, the decision is one of the first major shakeups in the school district under new superintendent Thomas Tucker. And what I'm talking about is Ascent Classic Academy. It's in County, Colorado. Now, what they basically did, they said in Colorado, parents have the choice of which schools they want to send their children to. Well, thank you very much, since they're paying for them. I think they should have the choice, don't you? That'd be like walking into a restaurant and being forced to pay somebody else's ticket for a meal that you didn't eat. You had a hamburger, they had a steak, and you got to pay for the steak. Excuse me. Now, executive director of FASTER in Colorado, a firearms training program for teachers and school faculty, told Gunpowder Magazine, some of those parents chose to send their children to school where the staff is armed, but this superintendent gave those parents zero choice in the matter. Now, aside from that, that's going out in Colorado. But there are initiatives that are going on around the country. Speaking of Michigan, the Epoch Times ran this story. I saw it yesterday, and magically it was erased from the Detroit local papers. I saw it yesterday, I went back there today, boom, it's gone. And every story that I can remember that was above, below, to the side of it, and they were still there. But that story was gone. Gee, I wonder why. Michigan lawmaker hold gun-free zones liable for shooting injuries. Hallelujah, and pass the ammunition. A Michigan state lawmaker newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott, Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass shootings. Mass shootings. When you hear the term, folks, for the masses, do you think of 5 or 10 people? Or do you envision a sea of faces, a sea of humanity? Countless numbers. To me, that's masses, okay? Closer to masses would be attendance at an NFL game. You know, the masses. They call them the payees of football project. No, I won't go there. But you get my point here of what the hell is masses? instead of multiple victims or several, well, what are we getting here? Mass shootings, like weapons of mass destruction. Like somehow they have forgotten when mass destruction took place, you know, dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki. You know, that's mass death, mass casualties. But, you know, they alter the perception of things for their own reasons. Now, the plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. And then you've been to Walmart, you've seen the high quality of people that go there. I mean, hell, you could switch that crowd out with Saks Fifth Avenue, you couldn't tell the difference. That, folks, I don't have to tell you the clickbaits on the internet. More photos of Walmart shoppers, and man, you cannot believe people have the guts to dress or be partially clothed like they are and then go into a public venue. But to me, that's the high-quality Walmart for you, all right? I think it's just desserts, in my own opinion. The killings also reignited interest in gun control in Congress. State legislatures and among those seeking Democrat Party's 2020 presidential nomination. And then we all heard of Beto O'Rourke. Former Texas congressman. Yeah, I hope he's former everything. I hope the hell he moves out of Texas. I'm tired of this guy. He's promised to confiscate popular AR-15 rifles through a mandatory gun buyback program. Well, I would be worried if Beto O'Rourke had a ghost chance in hell of being elected anything other than dog catcher. Another, Senator Kamala Harris of California, has promised to enact gun control measures by executive fiat if she becomes president. Oh, well, at least she's, should I call it smart thinking or expedient thinking? It wouldn't be constitutional, it wouldn't even be legal. But, hey, she's got a plan. Because almost all the mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a Republican who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who ran... who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17. Both measures have been referred to the Chamber's Judiciary Committee. Now, the bill itself would strip governmental agencies of immunity from civil lawsuits for incidents occurring in gun-free or weapon-free zones. And obviously, they're not. You go into a place that they prohibit you from having firearms, and then somebody just looks at it and ignores it and goes, oh, killing zone. And that's exactly what they do. Now, the second bill makes the owner or occupier of the real estate who says and forbids such weapons responsible for the safety of an individual who enters that zone. Now, think about that. You're going into a business and they're telling you, oh no, on my property, in my business, you're not allowed to protect yourself. We're setting you up to be a potential victim. And if you don't like it, lump it. Well, this is a turnabout on that issue now, isn't it? Making them liable in civil action for the damages that result from injuries that an individual sustains in a gun-free or weapon-free zone if the person failed to provide adequate security in the gun-free or weapon-free zone. Uh-oh. You got to assign a security guard to every individual that comes into your place of business? You're going to go bankrupt. In a gun-free zone, Eisen said, I have to presume that no one will have a gun inside and I will be safe. Now, they are telling me, don't worry, Mr. Eisen, this is a gun-free zone. You'll be perfectly safe in here. We all know that's not the case. Now, a little bit more on this one, and then a follow-up, and an addendum to this whole subject matter. People are starting to get wise to this, and they're starting to enact it themselves. Holy mackerel, the Second Amendment breathes, folks.
A world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's easy for government agencies and business to avoid liability under the proposed law, as Eisen said. If they don't want to be liable, then don't put the gun-free zone sign in the window or provide adequate security on the premises. That sounds pretty simple. If you can guarantee your customer safety, well, then you should do so. If you cannot, what are they going to sign off on, a waiver of some sort coming in your front door? I can actually see a lawyer thinking about proposing that. Which, in actuality, would be the only way out of liability. To make that person understand that, well, there's no guns here, and you don't have a gun, but if you come in here, we can't be responsible for your safety. Because gun-free zones are what, folks? They're not safe. That's why you see all the shootings at these places, isn't it? Now, Lott, the founder and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, a think tank headquartered in Virginia, said Eisen is on the right track. I think it's a useful idea. If private property owners want to ban firearms on their premises, they should bear the cost of their decision. Author of the book More Guns, Less Crime. And that is exactly right. Remember me telling you, it seemed like a week could scarcely go by and you didn't hear about multiple or mass, let's use their terms, mass carjackings in this country. You know, I don't care if you were in L.A., I don't care if you're in Cleveland, Detroit, or any town, USA, somebody had the idea that they wanted your car, guess what they did? They jacked it. and then took your stuff along with it. And maybe they weren't paying attention, and they got a mother's car that the kid was strapped in the back seat. You've heard these stories before, and they're absolutely true. But what started the decline in those numbers when states started allowing people to carry their own guns? Allowing them? As if this was something that had to be reversed, it should never have been tampered with in the first place. People got the idea, well, wait a minute. I got a thug with a gun or a weapon that's going to take my stuff. There's no guarantee that they're just not going to smile at me and tell me to have a nice day, and I get out of my car and they drive off down the street. There's a possibility that some major harm could happen to you. So people started carrying guns. And then the carjackers got the idea, wait a minute here. I don't want to go to jail for murder. You know, if I get caught, grand larceny, yeah, auto theft, yeah, well, what's that compared to murder? So then it wasn't just jacking a car and taking it to the chop shop or changing numbers on it and trying to sell it or shipping it out of seas. There's actually companies that they run fronts, big car theft rings, and these cars are shipped out of the country and magically find themselves somewhere on a road in the world somewhere. Now, Lott says, this idea could catch on nationwide eventually. He said, I think these things are a gradual process. Since 1950, and here is a very interesting statistic, and they even use the word mass shooting. Since 1950, 94% of the mass public shootings in the United States, 94% have taken place where? In gun-free zones. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, handgun permit holders have stopped many mass public shootings and other mass attacks. Another CPRC report states, Every Town for Gun Safety, a leading gun control group created by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, didn't return emails seeking comment on the legislation. Yeah, I could see where he wouldn't be doing too much of commentary on this. Now, here's another good news story concerning handguns or guns. Florida students may now be protected by armed teachers. Well, what was the question that was asked yesterday? Who was the guy that was running against the current governor? I forget the guy's name. He was some loser Democrat. Anyhow, he lost. But this would not have taken place if that loser had been voted in. A new law expanding Florida's school guardian program is now in effect, and that means that in school districts around the state, students may now be under the protection of an armed teacher in the classroom. Now, previously, the guardian program was only open to non-teaching staff members, but after the Parkland shootings, lawmakers and Governor Ron DeSantis approved an expansion of the program, which vets and trains volunteers to serve as the first line of defense in case of an active assailant attack. We may never have the exact number of how many teachers will carry weapons because they're supposed to remain anonymous for their safety. Pay attention to this, because this is some very clever thinking. Just like the carjackers, if they didn't know that this sweet-looking, looks like defensive little lady over here, mother of two, I'm not going to have any problem getting over on this broad, am I? I'll take her stuff. Yeah, that'll show her. Yeah, really? Well, what if that sweet-looking lady took gun courses and she's going to protect herself regardless of what you want to do? You may end up toe-tagged in the county morgue. We'll be back. Welcome to the land of where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full-course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Won't be out in the morning dew.
All right, we are back. We may never have an exact number of how many teachers will carry weapons because they're supposed to remain anonymous for their safety. School districts are allowed to opt out of the arming of the teachers, and two of the state's largest school districts, including Miami-Dade, figures, and Orlando, have elected to do so. But a handful of smaller school districts are all in. Students in Bay County schools, located along the Florida Panhandle, may be walking into classrooms today where the teacher is carrying a concealed handgun. Everybody wants to know, how do we prevent it? How can we stop it? We don't look at it as if we want more guns. We look at it as we want more protection. Now, this is Bay County School Superintendent Bill Husfeld. Now, this Bill Husfeld, he's the superintendent, was actually shot in the back in 2010 at a school board meeting in Bay County. Far from turning him into a supporter of gun-free zones, Husfeld says it gave him first-hand perspective on the helplessness that comes from not being able to protect yourself and others. He went on to say, "You know, experiencing that myself put a different spin on it and had a different understanding about what goes on in those situations. You know, until you're standing in front of someone with a gun pointed at you, you don't realize how helpless you really are." Bearing Arms, Cam and Company, they were discussing Florida's new law as well as rebutting the typical arguments against armed teachers. From the Charlotte Observer documenting the lack of prosecution for gun-related crimes and how that lack of enforcement of existing laws is leading to more violence and murder on the streets of Charlotte and other communities in North Carolina. Plus, we've got an armed citizen story from Arkansas and a life-saving state trooper in Indiana who was in the right place at the right time to help a 5-year-old boy suffering from a medical emergency. Okay, I don't know why that this story trails off into the nonsensical crap, but it does. But this is very good thinking. Now, the teachers cannot tell the students that they're packing. The students aren't asking the teachers. It is not, their names are not to be given out of who the teachers are that are armed. And you know what that does? That puts in the minds uncertainty of a would-be, I'm going to crash the school and kill a bunch of kids. This is going to be a duck shoot. Really? Could you imagine me, folks, being the reading or history teacher in a school? Could you imagine this silhouette, this figure in a hallway? I'd be aiming a gun, shooting the suspect, deader than a damn doornail. And this is the attitude. People are sick and tired of this insanity, as if they can protect themselves by forming gun-free zones. Okay, we're going to tell the criminals, okay, there's no guns allowed here, okay? Okay, no guns. What does that tell somebody that's a lawbreaker anyhow? It probably just got out of prison 6 months ago. It was a whack job to begin with. Has absolutely no regard, well, for human life, let alone their own. I mean, is it predetermined that some people are going to spend most of their lives in jail? No. Whether you commit a crime or you don't commit a crime, guess what that is? That's one of life's choices now, isn't it? Do I want to lead a life of crime that might land me in jail, or if my actions are egregious enough, that might land me on a morgue cold slab someplace? You know, the reality starts to set in, and once people break through this idea of, well, we just got to get rid of the guns. No, you got to get rid of the criminals. If you're going to penalize people and prevent them from protecting themselves, well, okay, what options did you give me? Did you tell me that I was going to have 24-hour security? Am I going to be sleeping with my security guard in my bedroom? He's going to be propped up in a corner chair, and he's going to be there when I eat, when I sleep, when I go to work. You know, unless the state can tell me that they can absolutely guarantee my safety, well, then you better leave the Constitution and the Ten Amendments the hell alone. It's all about these poor people dying. Yeah, I know they're dying, and that is a damn shame. But the approach to this is not to prevent people from protecting themselves and others. You're wrong. Let me put it to you this way. You're dead wrong. Mike, who do I have? Robert, I didn't have my caller screen up. I'm sorry. Robert in California, go ahead.
How are you doing, Mike? You know, John, if I were to see you as a school teacher, well-armed in a school, I would like to see you as a civics instructor. It's just too bad they don't teach that anymore.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Then they don't teach the Constitution. They don't teach the Bill of Rights. And
well, that's the whole point of civics. That's exactly what civics is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, I was really looking into this entire gun situation. I'm really glad that Florida has decided to arm their teachers, and you know, I'm sure Steve is going to have something to say about this. I hope he has something to say about this. I'm looking forward to it. But you know, in the meantime, what is you know, we come back to this red flag law, all these gun restrictions, mm-hmm. and the criminals aren't going to abide by it, so mm-hmm. they're still going to get their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And don't I remember this old saying where, how was it they said, oh, that's right, a well-armed society is a polite society.
Actually, I heard it at about neighbors. an armed neighbor, what was it about... make good fences or something. I don't know. I forget what it was. But yeah, you're essentially correct. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. No, if your neighbor's well armed, you better make friends.
Well, and guess what? I can guarantee you one thing: you won't try to be dealing the guy's wife, would you?
Well, it depends on the quality of the said wife, I suppose.
Well, that's not going to minimize the danger against you, sir. I can guarantee you.
That was not the direction you wanted me to go. I'm sorry.
No, that's a no. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, here's one of the tenets of the Bible.
Don't worry, I wouldn't actually go there either.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a damn how good.
I wish my neighbor hadn't coveted mine. I might still be married.
Okay. Now we're going too far here. All right.
No, actually, really, I was just looking at all these red flag gun laws. And, you know, Trump is the one who has instituted this, and I'm kind of worried here. And now we've got Hillary talking about running, and we've got all this crap going on with the CIA and the impeachment process, and I mean, the news is so thick, I don't even know where to begin, but everything is just going so crap heavy right now. I'm not sure what's in store for our country, but it doesn't look good.
Well, and it's a republic if you can keep it. It's under heavy attack. What that tells me is we've got to get up on the good stick here and fight back. Fight back harder than they're trying to put this country asunder. What this is telling me.
I'm going to bring it right back around to the same question that I asked you last week. What can we actually do about this? And your last response is, I genuinely don't know.
Well, about what?
Well, the whole mess of what's going on and how we bring this back around to something that actually represents our country. I mean, we've got a lot of problems here, and we need to just tackle it somewhere,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, well, I don't know if I was absolutely dumbfounded and I said I don't know what to do. Well, the first thing I would do is I would first make sure that all representatives, both local, state, and federal, first make sure that they can read, and then have them reread the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the very thing that they swore to take that office. That would be a good start.
You know, John, I really respect that. And I would love it if our elected representatives would actually think of doing that. But you know as well as I do that none of them are going to bother doing that. They're all sitting up there for pomp and circumstance. They're all bought and paid for, and they're all like,
that's because they have not felt the heat and the wrath and the anger of the American public. Look, do you remember a couple of years ago, several years ago, when these lawmakers decided it would be a good idea to go out there and talk to their constituency? So they got up out of their cushy chairs in D.C. and went to their districts and held town hall meetings. Do you remember how that turned out?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, these people, man, it scared the living crap out of them because they were being told that by their compadres up on the hill and their staff, and well, this is viable and it makes sense and we should do this. So they did, and they went out in the public and they got themselves spanked. Now you have not seen.
You know the problem.
Hold on. I'm not done.
No, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, thank you. What I was going to say, well, never mind. Just say what you want to say, and that's it. Go ahead.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, they got their butts spanked for it because they didn't really react appropriately. I mean, everything that's going on here is such a mess. I don't even know where to begin, but everything that our elected representatives are doing here is just madness. I can't find a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or anybody in elected office that's actually like, you know, pulling their weight here. It's driving me nuts.
Well, Let's find out if they can read, and let's get the Constitution back out. It is the law of the land. If they don't like that, then get out of politics. And as far as I'm concerned, they can get the hell out of the country. I don't care. We're at a point right now that we have seen the violations, both locally, statewide, federal. Yeah, these people are not afraid of us. Kind of like the carjackers. Oh, what do you mean? These people are now carrying heat, and I don't know who it is, and I might die hijacking somebody's Honda Accord? Well, I don't think I'm going to do that today. Same thing applies to these politicians. You notice that they never did one of these town hall meetings on any other subject. They got their butt spanked, and they went crawling back for the protection of Washington, D.C., back in their cocoon where they can sit there and stroke each other and tell each other how great they are. But it's the public that is raging, angry. I mean, they're jumping out of their seats. They're not afraid of us anymore, and they should be.
I'm afraid you're absolutely right, John. God, I wish there was another option here, man. You know, I'm going to let you go with that. I really appreciate giving you the opportunity to spank your pen across the table there a few times with me today. Every chance I get, I just love it, man.
Well, Robert, it's just that I like talking, I like exchanging, and when people interrupt me, I have a train of thought that already popped in my head. You interrupt it, and it's just gone. So, at any rate, thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
Joanne in, I think this is Delaware. Hello, Joanne.
Correct. Good evening, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
What I was wondering is, you know, as responsible gun owners should obviously obtain appropriate training and have, you know, proper storage and for your gun when it's not in use. My other thought, though, was in this lawsuit, Prevalent Society, it would appear that some sort of liability insurance would be appropriate, too. And I was wondering if you had any comments or thoughts on that topic.
Now run that by me again. You said several things, and I'm concentrating on what you're saying, and then I missed the question. Go ahead and restate the question.
Okay. You know, a responsible gun owner obviously should have appropriate training and should have appropriate storage or safe for their gun when not in use.
Uh-huh.
But my other concern is...
Now stop here a second, Joanne. Why do you want to take something that's in your home and lock it in a safe? Why would you want to do that? Who are you keeping safe?
Well, if you have small children.
Okay, if they're small children, okay, I get that. They can't take instruction. But when the children get to be an age, you know, you cannot control them 24/7. What parents' duties are is to teach them that there's, you know, hot stovetops burn. You know, you do this, you might die. If you jump in that water, you don't know how to swim, you might drown. And one of the best things, and this was years ago, Joanne, where I saw city ordinances, if you have a pool, you've got to have gates and this, that, and the other. And, you know, you're building a fortress around your pool. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know what? The best way to prevent your child from drowning, whether it's your pool or your next-door neighbor's, is to make sure your child can swim. Because you don't have the only water hole, you know, in the land. So same thing applies with children when they attain a certain age, that if they do this, this could end your life or it could end somebody else's. And I'll tell you one of the best examples that I've ever seen of that. I met a guy at an expo and he was a Christian fellow and he drug his kids around with him everywhere. He had 12 kids and they'd all show up at these expos and you could see them coming a mile away. And we were talking one day and the subject came up about gun safety. And I looked at him, you know, expecting a different answer than what I got. I said, have you taught your children how to use firearms? And he said, well, some of them I have, and some of them are too young. I said, well, what about the ones that are too young? He says, it's a dramatic lesson. Take a pumpkin, go set it on a fence post, pull out a shotgun, and pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because that demonstrates the danger and the capacity of this fire stick. That it is really deadly. Now, once kids get something in their head that if I do this, I might die. They're going to have a greater attention span listening to their parents. It's not 100% ironclad, but that would be more the approach that I would take. You know, they came out with a gun safety. Oh, you've got a handgun. You got to have a trigger lock. Really? 2:30 in the morning. I'm hearing somebody coming up the steps and bust into my bedroom door, and it's a criminal belt and hell bent on, you know, robbery or rape or whatever the case may be, and I got to fumble around for my gun, find my key to unlock the gun. Same thing with gun safes. Yeah, you're keeping your gun safe, but you're keeping it safe from yourself as well. Hang on a second. I got into a diatribe there, Joanne. Let me carry you through a break. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Joanne, go ahead.
My final thought and concern is relative to you could be operating totally within your rights, and if you were involved in a situation where you had to use your firearm, mm-hmm. You know, there's always a possibility that you could still be sued, and I was wondering what your thoughts were with regard to liability insurance.
Well, okay, listen to the, what is it on... Patriot Radio on Sirius XM. They got companies that will sell you insurance in case you have to use your handgun. You know, my attitude about this is, if I am a responsible person and I need to pull out a firearm, I'm not going to pull that firearm out unless I fully intend to use it, number one. And number two, I am going to take action that is going to preserve my life and that of the safety of others around me, if that's the scenario. And I'd much rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. You've heard that one before, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's true. And there are lawyers out there that, All right, there's all these laws against the guns, and you're restricted where you can carry, you know, what time of the day, you know, what color clothes you got to wear when you're carrying your Glock. You know, stupid policy decisions that run counter to the full intention of the Second Amendment, and that's one of self-protection. I'm not going to run out and buy insurance. That's for damn sure. And if I have to use my firearm, that's going to be on me. This is why I've been telling people, training in all types of scenarios, that your capacity to deal with an emergency situation is tested, and you pass your own test. Otherwise, leave the damn gun in a drawer, or put a lock on it, or put it in a cabinet and never touch it again. You know, it comes down to when, not just how, but when and where and how and all of those things. But it's based on your judgment when you need to use that firearm or not. I've seen people pull out guns for strange reasons, and it really doesn't help anything, that's for sure. And I've seen a lot of people that are irresponsible, and they have a fit of anger, so what do? They grab a gun. Bad idea. So it's the individual. We're talking about people that have the ability to take another human's life, so you better have the ability to have a clear path of thinking. You know, if that circumstance ever presents itself, that's why I was so hot on people getting this training from Front Sight, because you're going to know your limitations. You got some weak points, you're going to find them out real quick. And then you make the decision, and next time, or when something happens, how you're going to conduct yourself. You got to be mentally prepared. Forget the muscle memory and all that stuff using the gun. If you're mentally not prepared to use that gun, I don't give a damn how good of a shot you are. You're going to end up dead yourself. Okay?
Fair enough. I appreciate your response. Thank you.
All right. Didn't sound like I won any buds and pals there, but, you know, we've been indoctrinated. You know, how do you make firearms safe? All right. Don't put any bullets in it. Don't rack around in the chamber. You want a safe firearm? I don't want any safe firearms. I want firearms that are dangerous as hell. The more dangerous, the better. It's the mental capabilities of the person with that gun, I guess is what I'm trying to say. All right. Chance in West Virginia and others, 800-313-9443. There's a lot of you out there that, yeah, you might have been tempted to call before. You're a first-time caller. I'll take it easy on you. Just don't interrupt me. I'll give you plenty of time to talk and make your point. But I'm getting to be an old man, and sometimes I lose my train of thought. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.